Hi, I'm Megan.
And I'm Jacqueline.
And on this week's episode of Like This Pod, Megan's Version, I think you're going to like the Well Met series. So, friends, welcome to another week that's all about me. Not actually.
Woohoo.
This week we're talking about Jen DeLuca, actually. But I randomly got the first book of this series, which just happens to be called Well Met, in Book of the Month. I think it wasn't even like the only book I got that month. But it just looked cute, looked like something fun. And I just like, the beauty of Book of the Month is that you can read the first page. Like they give you like the first page. And I was like, this kind of sounds fun. And I read the first page and I was like, already like, okay, yeah, I want to read more. And so I got it. And then I read it, like, I don't think I read it the month I got it, but when I opened it up and started reading it, which was very shortly after Midsummer, I read it in like 3 days.
Yeah.
So, and then I was like 20 pages into it and I snapped Jacqueline because there is a description of a character that is a mixture between Gaston and Captain America. And I was like, is this TJ? And she was like, yes. And also, I would like to read that book, please.
Yeah. I was like, what is this book? Can I have it?
Yeah.
Thanks.
So the first book in this, like I said, the first book in the series is called Well Met. The series is by Jen DeLuca. And all of the books take place around this Willow Creek Renaissance Fair. And so the first book is about Emily. And she is moving in with her sister for the summer because her sister had gotten into a car accident and broke her foot and can't, like, move around very well. She's on crutches. And so she moves in with her sister and her teenage daughter to help take care of them for the summer and gets roped into volunteering at this Renaissance Fair because in order for Caitlin to get to do the Renaissance Fair, she has to have an adult come with her. And so Emily goes and volunteers and thinks she's just going to get to do, like, tickets or something and ends up being a barmaid. Uh-huh. And, you know, life ensues from there. It is darling. The whole series is wonderful. It's so funny. It is very steamy. And it is just very, very, very enjoyable to read. And so I'm very excited that not only that I got to read them and I get to share them with you guys, but that Jacqueline has actually already read them and also enjoyed them as much as I did. She literally sat in my living room and read the last book cover to cover.
I did.
So,
because I had been waiting, because Megan, like, she got it and, like, I was waiting for her to finish it because I didn't want to be that person that's like, let me read this book.
I sat on my shelf for months and she was probably like staring at it every time she came, like, over.
Ma'am. And so then she said that she finished it. And then I was at her house and she's like, I want to go put Ren to bed. I was like, I'm going to start this book. And then it took her a little while to put Ren to bed because, you know, babies.
Yeah.
And then she came downstairs and I had like 100 pages left.
Yeah.
I was like, listen, I love you and I love like what we have going right now, but I need to finish this book. I did say, I was like, if you want me to stop, I'll stop.
I didn't care.
But, yeah. I was just like, I need to read this.
So, you just kind of want to go book by book?
Sure.
So, the first one is Well Met, and it's Emily and Simon's story. It is a enemies to lovers story, and I think it's, I don't know, I either this one or Well Matched are my favorite. I haven't decided which one I like more.
Yeah.
But I really like this one. It was I feel like it was a very good introduction into the series. You get to meet our three heroines that we've had so far. And you get to spend pretty good time with all of them to kind of get to know them. And I just think, I think it's super fun. I really do. And I love Simon.
Yeah.
A lot.
I also love Simon. I think my favorite is Well Matched, which makes sense. Mitch is my favorite because Gaston and Captain America, hello.
Yeah, I was going to say that is the Mitch character, in case anybody was curious.
Yeah. But I do like Simon. I was kind of like iffy about him because, I mean, Emily was also iffy about him. That's the whole like enemies to lovers thing. And like, you guys, that's my one of my most favorite tropes is like the enemies to lovers business, just because of like the tension and all of that. I love it so much. And so like this one, I was remember reading it on my lunch break at work when I worked at the bank. Like, you had like just given it to me.
Yeah.
And I was reading it and I was sitting in the sun. Or in my car in the sun, and I got to that part where it described Mitch, and I was like, this book is gonna be good. And I was like trying to read it as quickly as I could, and then I got back inside and I was like, you guys, if we're not busy, I'm gonna read this book. And I did. I think I finished it in just like 2 days or something, because I did actually have to work a little bit.
Rude.
Yeah, it was real dumb. But it just, the way that she set up the whole like Ren Faire story and just like, this is what it used to be, this is what it is now, and just like everything that happens, like it was so well like imagined. I guess like I didn't have any questions about what this Ren Faire looked like whatsoever. Not even a little bit. I was like, oh, so this happens, they do the tickets, and then they go and they do the thing, and I'm like, yeah, every single thing, like it made sense to me. I saw it all happening in my head. And it just, it was so cool. And you guys, I love Ren Faires. Like, I've been to a couple, not nearly as many as I want to. And they're just, they're so much fun. And everybody's, like, all dressed up. And I love, like, how each of the girls, when we go through them, like, have this, like, issue or, like, something with the costumes and with the way that it's, like, the way with what they're wearing. And I'm like, you know, that's... that's definitely a thing. Like, and it's just, I liked it. And I liked seeing, like, we meet Caitlin, and, like, Caitlin comes back throughout the other books, and just, like, the growth that happens.
I was going to say the progression of Caitlin is very interesting. Yeah. She definitely grows up over the course of the books. Yeah.
And, like, my favorite part, which is probably, like, everyone's favorite part, is when Simon and Mitch have their chess match, and it's, like, the human chess match. It's so cool to me, and I'm like, I would like to do that. Like, I need an open field somewhere where we can do this, and then just have the fight at the end with the pirate and the guy in a kilt.
Yes.
Like, can we please do that?
My favorite part is the first time that he, like, corners her in the bar, and he's the pirate. And
yeah.
And because I was just like, oh, this is going to be that kind of book.
All right.
And, like, I don't even think he kisses her. I think he just gets really close to her face and gives her the flower.
Yes.
And then leaves. And I was just like, okay.
And, like, at this point, she still thinks that he hates her.
Yeah. Emily's just like, what happened?
What just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that they have this whole, like, outside of the Ren Faire, they are not friends. They hate each other. But then when they're there, they're like this like couple thing because of that thing that happened in the bar. And he's like, I'm just going to go with this. And she's like, what is happening?
Yeah. Emma and I can't remember what his name is.
I don't know.
I don't either. That's gonna make me angry.
Uh-huh.
Anyways. But I love it. And like, we meet Stacy, who's the character in the second book, because she's tending bar, or she's a barmaid with Emily in the tavern. I love that they're like wenches. Like, I love they're like, them in the bar is one of my favorite parts of like the whole series. Just like the descriptions of like them being in the bar, the descriptions of the costumes too. Like, when you were talking about the costumes, like, I love them. Like, I can so clearly picture their costumes in my head.
Yeah.
There's
They just, because, like, and Emily is, like, the best at it, I think, because she just, like, describes, like, learning how to act at the Ren Faire, learning, like, what to say, learning how, like, yes, she's, like, tending bar, but, like, she has to do it, like, a specific way, and just, like, going through all of that, the way it's explained in her learning and, like, going through everything, I really, really like. And then, like, Stacy's been doing it for years, and it's just, like, who she is. And, like, she kind of, like, takes Emily, and she's like, this is what you do. And they're just, like, become really good friends, and it's just, I really, really like that.
Ian Blackthorne.
Yes.
That's Simon's pirate name.
Ian Blackthorne. Yeah.
In the leather pants. Yes. But yeah.
Always leather pants and eyeliner.
Emily is a very good audience surrogate, and like it's mm-hmm. such a good way to like introduce the audience into how a Ren Faire works, because like most of us, if we've even if you've attended a Ren Faire, you've never probably worked a Ren Faire, so you don't know like what it's about. And I love like when they talk about like they just want to go home and like take a shower at the end of the day because they're so covered in dust.
Yep.
But yeah, it makes me, after I read one of these books, I want to like go to a Ren Faire so bad. So,
I would like to put on a Ren Faire. So or if that anyone too. Has any ideas, please let me know, because I need a space.
Yeah.
I can plan it all. I just need the space. Give me an open field.
And they do it for 2 months or just a month?
I think it's two.
Two. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the summer stuff. I think it's like June and July or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah. And it's hot. And they talk about it's hot. Mm-hmm. And like these girls have on like layers.
Yeah, like, layers upon layers. Yeah. Like, it's not just, like, a skirt and a top and, like, a corset thing. Like, they've got the underskirt and then the top skirt, and they've got all these things and, like, four different top things.
And the chemise and...
Yeah. All it's just things. A lot. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, this definitely, like, once I finished this book, I was like, when's the next one? When do we get the next one?
Mm-hmm. We had to wait, because, like, we read it, like, right when it came out. Well, within months of it coming out. So we had to wait for Well Played. Is that the second one? I think matched is the last one.
Yeah, it's Well Met, Well Played, Well Matched. Yeah.
Yeah. So are you ready to move on?
Yes.
To Well Played. So then we got Well Played, and it was Stacy's story, and it is a mistaken identity trope, I guess.
Yeah.
Because she thinks she's talking to Dex, who is... So in the first book, we're introduced to Stacy, but we're also introduced to, what is the band called? Dueling Kilts. And they're the guy, these three guys that play in their kilts and no shirts. Like that's the shtick. And so she has a relationship with
and
them.
And they're brothers.
Yeah. Because, and then he's a cousin, right?
The
actual love interest. What's his name?
Yes. It's like... And who she thinks she's talking to is Dex, but it's not. Dun, dun, dun. I'm like, okay.
Daniel.
Because they're all D's, aren't they?
Yes. Anyways, so she thinks she's, like, emailing with the, like, super hot lead guy of this band, and she's really emailing with the manager, which isn't a spoiler, like, that gets revealed, like, within, like, the first 100 pages of the book.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they go on this little journey. And their first sex scene in her, like, apartment, I was like, okay, ma'am.
Yeah. Like, Jen DeLuca, like, she gave us the little bit in Well Met, and then we just went for it.
Yeah. Yeah. Real good. Real good. And, like, the nice thing about their relationship is, like, Daniel and the Kilts travel a lot because they, like, their whole thing is that, like, they go to, like, Renaissance fairs, like, all, like, that's their whole, like, livelihood. Whereas, like, Stacy does it in the summer, like, it's a volunteer gig, and then she does something else, works at a store or something for the rest of her life. But I love Stacy. I love her relationship with her parents. It's really sweet. I love her relationship with the girls, and Emily and Simon are getting married in this book, so that's fun. Spoiler alert.
Yeah.
But yeah, I like this one. I think I like all of them. This one is my least favorite, but I still really love it. I don't want anybody to be like discouraged, but
yeah.
Yes. So what did you think?
I also really like it. It is like currently my least favorite only because like, Well Met has to be up there because it's the first one.
Exactly.
And then Well Matched because it's Mitch. And, like, this one, there has to be a last one.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's, like, it's in last just because there has to be one in last.
Yeah. If I have to make a decision, which you all know that I don't like doing. Right. Because what if the book feels bad?
Yeah.
But, no, I really like it. I do. Like you said, I love Stacy's, like, relationship with her parents. I love that she lives, like, in an apartment, like, above their garage.
Yeah.
I think that's real cute. But it's like decorated all to her. And she's kind of like finding herself and figuring out like what she is going to do. Because she's like, I can keep doing what I'm doing. Like, she's gone through some stuff. And I just, I really, really like her as like the main character a lot.
Me too.
She's really, really, really fun. And I love Emily and Simon's wedding.
I know.
Like, the whole, like, process and everything. Because they get married at the Ren Fair, you guys.
Yeah. Of course they do.
Yeah. And it rains.
Yeah. That's good luck, though.
And there's... Yeah. It is. And, yeah. I like that she's like, I like Dex because he's hot and da-da-da. But he's not very smart. He's kind of, like, the hot, dumb guy.
Yeah.
And she thinks she's all, like... you know, whatever with him, and then like finds out that it's Daniel, and she like gets mad, but then like almost immediately changes her mind.
Yeah,
it's like, girlfriend, hold on, this man lied to you.
Yeah.
Like, let's take a step for a second.
Pretended to be somebody he wasn't.
Yeah. So, but like not in like a terrible, terrible way. Like, he was just like, I want to know her because I like her.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it's not in a creepy way.
Mm-mm.
Like, they do know who each other are. Like, they don't hate each other or anything in this. Like, it's not like that kind of thing. It's just, she thinks she's talking to one person, and he's like, okay.
He just doesn't correct. I believe how he phrases it is, you thought I was this person, and I just didn't correct you.
Yeah. Which, like, still not okay.
No, definitely not.
But it wasn't, like, a malicious thing.
Yes.
Like, it wasn't like she had rejected him and he's still trying to, like, it was just how things had played out. Yeah, I really, really like it. I think it's fun. And I love their ending. Like, I'm going to spoil it, you guys. But, like, I love that she goes and they, like, travel and do all the Ren Fairs together. And they have the cat. And the cat has little dragon wings. It's the best. It's so cute. And she kind of becomes like the like merchandise person.
Yeah, she's
merch
girl
for the dueling kilts. And except for when she's back at like home, like when she's back at home, she'll do like the bar stuff, which I think is fun. But Emily's kind of taken that over now, which I like. Like I said, like the growth between each of the books is cool because like Emily hated all things Ren Fair and was like, nope, don't want anything to do with it. And now she's, you know, married to the
now
king
she's
of the Ren
the queen,
Fair.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
Oh, and we didn't even talk about in, well, because we're not trying to like spoil the whole book. We still want you guys to read them. But my like other favorite thing about Well Met, but like it goes throughout the whole series, is that we find out that Simon started the Ren Fair with this woman named Chris, but this woman named Chris also owns a bookstore and a coffee shop.
Yes.
And then Emily takes that over, and I love that.
Yeah, I love that a lot. And Simon also like started the Ren Fair with his brother, and like that was a whole thing in the first one.
Yes.
But like now he does it with Emily, and it's just like this cute little coupley thing. But yeah, well played. It's really cute.
It and is. Like, it's a romp.
Yeah. And it gets, like we said, like, this one is steamier, like.
Yeah.
It was vastly different. Like, she got us a little bit. I think it was kind of just like, will people like it if I put this in here? And then we were like, yes, please give us more. And she's like, all right. Here you go.
I mean, there is a scene with Simon and Emily towards the end that gets a little bit steamier, but, like. Yeah, no, the first one with Daniel and Stacey is just like, oh, and we are there. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's good.
Which, like, I'm fine with.
Yeah.
Like, please, I would like, like, you guys know. But I really like it.
Yeah.
A lot. This, like, talking about them makes me want to read them again.
I know, I was
like,
just
I
thinking
know
that, I like,
that
man,
I just...
maybe we should have read them again, because I haven't read Well Met since we read them the first time. So I'm like, ooh, we might have to read them again.
That's fine. We do have book goals to get to.
We do. Although, you know, with the books that we read for your month.
Yeah.
And then we still have to read the books for October. And, you know, we decided to just, you know, I almost said a really, like, graphic way to say that. But we just devoured. Devoured is the word I'm going to use instead of the word I was going to say. The ACOTAR series.
Well, and then all the rest of the Sarah J. Maas books because I have a problem.
Yes.
But it'll be fine. We'll just add this to the list so it's never ending.
Yeah.
But
I still think we should maybe read them. Maybe if you guys are interested, we could read them for a book club in the future.
Yeah.
So let's talk about the last one. So the last one is the most recent one that has been released, and it is called Well Matched, and it is April and Mitch, and it is a fake dating trope, which I think that's my favorite trope is fake dating.
It's definitely up there. It's like top two.
Yeah. And so April is Emily's sister, and we've gotten to know her very well over the last two books. And then we really know Mitch, because Mitch has been like a main character, because he's, you know, best friends with Stacey. And I kind of thought that Stacey and Mitch might get together at one point.
I briefly did for like a hot second. And then I was like, no.
I love April and Mitch. You get glimpses in Well Played that like April, there's like a like spark between April and Mitch. And then obviously we get the whole book. And like the like shtick is that Mitch needs somebody to go home with him for the weekend. And so he takes April. And then, you know, they both kind of feel something, and they're both like, oh, no, it's not real. It's just, we're just pretending, blah, 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 blah.
And they have sex anyway.
Yeah, obviously. But I really love this book. I love April a lot. She has baggage. I mean, they all kind of have baggage, but April has like real baggage. Mm-hmm. Like she's, you know, she was married, and then she like they had kind of like a save the marriage baby, and then she was like after she got pregnant, she was like, yeah, no, I don't want to do this with you. So she kind of just like took her ball and went home and like raised Caitlin by herself. And so she has this like really hard exterior up, and it's like, so she's dealing with all of the like Mitch stuff, but then also like at the beginning of the book, Caitlin's dad reaches out to her and he wants to like come to graduation. So she's dealing with A, her baby's leaving, B, her ex-husband's coming back out of nowhere, and then C, she's got this kind of weird thing going on with this guy who she thinks is way too young for her.
And she doesn't tell anybody, like she doesn't tell Caitlin about because of all that. Yes. And it's just,
So there's just, like, a lot of things happening. But I really appreciated the, like, dynamic between April and Caitlin. Like, they have this, they have a very, like, good dynamic. Because they kind of, like, grew up together. Like, because April was, like, what, 20? Early 20s when she had Caitlin?
I think so.
Because she's, like, 40 now. And Caitlin's 18. So that would make her, what, 22 when she had Caitlin? And so, like, pretty much grew up together. And they have this, like, very, like, strong relationship. But they definitely still, like, have, like, a... It's like a Lorelai and Roy. Like,
I was just going to say that.
Or, like, there's definitely still, like, you know who's in charge. But they are definitely, like, best friends. And I get really sad because at one point Caitlin gets really mad at her. And she, like, doesn't talk to her for, like, probably a third of the book. And it's... It's rough.
Yeah, it is.
But what did you think?
This one's my favorite.
Yeah.
Because, again, like, I love Mitch so much. I think because we know Mitch from the other books, and we know that he's just this big, beefy guy who is a big old goofball and, like, loves all of his friends with his entire heart. Like, everyone knows if they need anything ever, you go to Mitch. Like, that's just what it is. And I love that about him. But then we learn all this stuff about him because of his family. Now his family's like kind of jackasses.
Kind don't of the like worst. That.
Yeah. And just like how what he has going on that nobody knows about. Like, he doesn't talk about it with anybody. He's just kind of like, I live my life where I live my life. When I have to visit my family, it just kind of sucks, you know. I have fun with the kids like I'm supposed to, but that's it. And I really like just like how much we learn about him, and then like when April's like no and just like stands up for him like without him even saying anything, and she's like, actually he's kind of awesome and you guys are jerks. It's like, yes,
she's the
that's
best.
What we need. Yeah,
so you've met Amy Chambers now. That's who I picture in my head as April.
Okay,
I don't know why, but like I think like it's the dark hair. Like, in the, like, fairer skin, I don't, like, that's who I, like, and she just gives off, like, a very, like, strict presence, even though she's not, like, that's who I picture in my head as April. I always have.
I like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I just, there are so many good, like, emotional scenes in this one.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I know that I read it quickly, but it still just, like, I still, like, felt everything as I was going. And just, like, how he's like, I'm in with this mm-hmm. at a certain point. And then, and she's like, no, we're still fake dating. Mm-hmm. And he's like, no, that's not what we're doing anymore. Like, this has moved past that. Mm-hmm. We need to, like, have this conversation. It, yeah. Yeah, like... And he's been, like, helping her fix up her house.
I was going to say, I love that they're working on the house together. Like, those are my favorite scenes. Or the scenes when, like, Caitlin's gone and, like, they're, like, in the house together, like, playing house pretty much.
And he makes fun of her. And he makes fun of her beer.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm going to bring my own. And I'm like, same. I would also do that. And just, like, and I like how, like, again, I'm going to spoil it, you guys. Just read it. But like when they are like moving towards like the reconciliation, she's like, I did this, and it was like the cabinets and stuff, like how he told her to do it and stuff. And I'm just like, oh, just made my little heart happy. But yeah, I think this one was still kind of a fluff book, but a little bit less of one. Like, it's had a little bit more depth and emotion and stuff to it.
Definitely.
And I think that's part of the reason that I liked it more.
I feel like each of them have an issue that they're dealing with. I don't really, I can't really remember. I know Emily has something she's dealing with. I can't remember what it was. But, like, we're also dealing with the Simon grief and that one. And, like, Stacey's is obviously, like, it's a body image book. Like, it's a lot about, like, how she likes her appearance and she knows that, like, you know, she's not, like, the ideal girl. But, like, she's also still, like, coming to terms with it a little bit. But, like, this one, like, there's a lot of, like baggage. Like, she, like I said, April's dealing with a lot of baggage. And really, Mitch is, too.
Yeah.
But it's
because
just,
he was, like,
so good.
Yeah, and he was, like, supposed to go to college and do all this stuff, and he's just a PE teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but he's not. He's so much more than that. And, like, we know that, and we're learning more about it, and, like, his family is just a bunch of jerks, and we hate them. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, and it's so funny, because, like, in my brain, I have, like, a very specific, and I can't even think of who it is, but I have, like, this very specific character in my head for what Mitch is, and he's not, like, young. He's not old by any means, but he's not, like, young. And so whenever April is, like, yeah, but he's however old he is. 30.
Yeah.
He's, like, 32. He's not young. Like,
yeah. But he, yeah, he's not,
he's
like a baby.
Younger than she is.
Yeah.
He might be 28. But he's, I don't know.
Yeah.
He's not a baby. It feels very much like if anybody watched Love is Blind and Jessica's like, but Mark is 27. Like, she just kept saying it. Or 25 or however old Mark was. But Mark is 25. Like, that's the only thing about the book that, like, bothered me is I was like, oh my God, get over it.
Yeah, I was a little bit like, you're literally just using that as like a cop-out.
Definitely.
Like, that if that's your only problem, then get over yourself.
Exactly.
Which, like, she does, and like, that's what happens. Yeah. But yeah,
I like it.
So that one is definitely my favorite.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah. And I think, like, Jen DeLuca has, like, changed over, like, the three books. Like, not, like, she's writing, like, more intense things, kind of, and just, like, that kind of stuff. And I like that she, like, we see the characters growing, but we also see, like, her kind of growing a little bit.
I would agree with that. I also think she just writes the books in the characters' voices very well.
Yeah.
Like, this book is more intense because April's more intense. Like, Stacey's book was a little flightier because Stacey's kind of flighty. Like, Emily's book, I think if we went back and read Emily's book now that we've read the other two, we'd be like, oh, no, this does feel like Emily.
Yeah.
And I feel like well-matched is the most realistic because I feel like April's probably the closest to Jen. Just, like, reading, like, I don't know her by any means, but, like, everything feels more real. Like, like, she knows what she's talking about a little bit.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Yeah. So, and there, we've known this, but we now have an official, are you okay to move on?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We now have an official release date for what's going to be book number 4. Mm-hmm. And it's called Well Traveled, and it's going to come out December 6th, I think.
Yes, December 6th, 2022.
Yes, and it's about Lulu, who we met in Well Matched, and that's Mitch's cousin, and Dex, who we met in Well Played.
Yeah.
And so you find out, and I think it's in the epilogue of Well Matched, that Lulu's going to go on tour with the Kilts.
Yeah, because she has this, like, breakdown. Because Lulu's a lawyer, and Dex is the hot musician.
Yeah.
So I'm very interested to see how that's going to go.
Do you think it's... So what do you think that that trope is going to be? Because I thought it might be Grumpy Sunshine, because she's very, like, Mary Sunshine-y. But I'm also, like, it could be, like the professional and the, like, the, like, uptight and the...
The uptight and the flighty.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it could be either one of those.
Yeah. I want to let everybody know that I'm never disappointed because I always want more Gianluca books, but I really thought that this one was going to be about Caitlin.
Yeah.
Because it just seemed like the natural progression that we would go to Caitlin next.
Yeah.
And
but I'm not mad about it.
Me either. But I'm just kind of like, you had to introduce a character now to, like, get another book to go. Because other than Caitlin, we were out of girls.
Yeah.
So.
And
really characters.
And, like, Lulu's in Well Matched, but, like, we don't know anything about her until then.
Yeah.
And she just, like, shows up. And, like, she's a decent part of, like, Mitch's life and everything, which is cool. But, yeah.
Maybe she's his only ally.
Yeah. Maybe she'll end with Caitlin. Maybe, like, because Caitlin did just turn 18. So maybe she's, like, maybe I'll wait till she's a little older.
And that was my thought, too, was, like, she's endgaming a lot of them. So I think, like, she wants to, like, wait until Caitlin's going to be, like, ready for endgame. So I'm interested. I'm always interested. I will always read it. I'm curious to know. I don't know if this one will take place in Willow Creek, and I think that will be interesting.
Yeah, because she did just come to Willow Creek and is like, hey, I'm here.
Yeah. So we'll see. We'll see what this one's going to be like. But I'm always excited for more. I hope she, you know, writes 7 more of these.
Yeah.
Because I love them so much. They're just like, they're such a good comfort read. Like,
they really are.
Very good escapism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I agree 100%.
So, yeah. So you guys should.
Thanks for. Sorry.
No, go ahead. I was going to say, you guys should read them.
And I was saying, thanks for having me read them.
Yeah. I'm glad you did. And I'm glad you liked them so much.
Yes.
They are. They make me so happy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're very, they are a very happy, like, warm, fuzzy feeling.
Yeah. Definitely. So.
Hey, Megan, what do you like this week?
This week, I like an oldie but a goodie. And it is Ice Cream Macchiatos Upside Down from Starbucks. Last week, I just really wanted Starbucks really bad, and so I got it Uber-eated to my work because right now it's the end of session and we are, like, chained to the building. And so I had them bring me a caramel macchiato, and then I had one on Monday, and I've been thinking about another one. So I'm on, like, an iced caramel macchiato kick upside down
because I
like the caramel first, please. So
I like it.
Yeah, that's what I like this week.
Nice.
Hey, Jacqueline, what do you like this week?
This week, I like that I am changing flavors for my macarons at work.
Yeah.
So I have exciting things. I filled 3 of them today. I did a strawberry matcha that everyone at work says is delicious. I'm not, like, a huge matcha person, but it didn't taste like wet grass.
That's
so
good.
I thought it was fine. I did Peeps, which is toasted marshmallow with all the sugars on top. And then my favorite one is my espresso caramel.
Yum.
So we got the coffee caramel stuff all week this week. And my boss saw me, like, testing the buttercream. He's like, every time I come downstairs, you're still trying that caramel buttercream. Like, do you need to keep trying it? I'm like, Patrick, listen. It's important. But it tastes so good with the coffee shell that I have.
Like, good.
This is one of the best ones that I've ever made. I just want you guys to know. But I also made two ganache flavors today that I am really excited about. And chocolate orange that I've made before. And I was just kind of like scooping it with my fingers at the, like, once I poured the bowl into the containers, mm-hmm. and there was just like some left. I was just like scooping and like licking my fingers. My friends, my coworkers were like, you know, if I didn't know you, I'd be like, maybe you should do that. But I know you're going to go wash your hands, but it's also kind of weird. I'm like, I don't care. This stuff's delicious. Like, and you guys, I did. I went and put the bowl in a dish and then I went and washed my hands because I'm not like a garbage person. But then I also made a passion fruit ganache, which was so
interesting.
Good. So I am really excited about this month's flavors, which you guys, by the time you guys hear this, these flavors will have been made and gone. Yeah. So sorry about ya. you're just going to have to deal with that. So maybe we'll scoot it somewhere so that the rest of the world can see hear it beforehand. But that's what I like, is my new Mac flavors.
I like it. Alrighty, guys. Well, if you want to keep talking about Well Met, or you just want to keep hanging out with us, you can find us at Like This Pod on Instagram, Like This _ Pod on Twitter, / Like This Pod on Facebook, Like This Pod on TikTok, and likethispod.com, where you can also find our merch. You can find me personally at Louder Than Words, LOWDER, on Instagram and Twitter.
And you can find me at Princess_Jack on Instagram, or Jack4104 on Twitter. And Jack is JACQ.
If you want to support the show, there's a link in the show notes to our Patreon page, or you can rate and review us on your podcast carrier. This helps us out a lot, and we really appreciate it.
We will see you guys next week. Thanks for listening.
Bye.